This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:08. We're going to check the text, and then we're going to turn things over to Hooman and Corey Rosen, who have a few movies to review, including the brand new Borat 2 subsequent movie film.
I'm excited to hear that. And for the record, after their review last week, I went out and watched The Octopus Teacher and enjoyed it very much. So,
and I watched that Enola Holmes, and that was excellent.
Right. So there you go, everyone.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
They do good work. Listen for them in a few minutes. Now, here's what you guys had to say. 800-400-3697. Let's see. This is the one with the people who say, we're leaving. You know, for the record, just because a new president comes in doesn't mean the country's going to be better. It'll just be less acceptable. Right?
More acceptable.
Racism will be more acceptable?
Oh, no. I see what you're saying now. I thought you meant life as we know it will be more acceptable.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hello, Alice family. I'm like, what?
Pick up what you were putting down, man. I was like, life will be more acceptable. Racism, always, I'm hoping on a day-to-day basis it's less acceptable.
Hello, Alice family. My name is Natalie from Vallejo, and today is my 32nd birthday. Can I please get a birthday shot?
Can she? Bryn, you got some shots lined up on the bar there? Happy birthday. Cannot figure out how to be in sync with that.
That's all okay. Right. We're trying. Pretty good.
Vintage. So right. Soft pasta is vintage. Gross. Like stepping on something cold and wet when you aren't expecting it. I meant yeah. Vinny. Damn phone.
Send it anyway.
How can I convince you guys that playing BTS is totally worth your time? They are literally the biggest band in the world right now with multiple number one hits, with songs that have positive messages and no auto-tune. You're right in the wrong show. Jane is the person.
Jane.
She's the music picker.
It's Jane.
And she's a music director, but she's got she has a Jane title. Like it's something like Director of Music Initiatives or something
right.
big.
I think she's like the overlord of alternative and awesome music for the cluster.
Yeah. That's it. You got it.
Yep. I think I just nailed it.
You did.
Thank you. Yeah, we're not in charge of the music. We really aren't. And but I will say, how nice is it to hear Dreams on the radio?
Very nice.
It's like, what is going on in the world? Well.
408 says, I'm sure I speak for many. But I'm happy you were fired from your last radio station together.
Aww.
And I cried. I was so happy when Vinny came back. Love you guys.
Yeah, I did a little crying too.
So did I. I sure didn't know that it was going to end up going for another, as long as it did.
Yeah, I mean.
As long as it has, I mean.
And let's hope this car keeps rolling, train kept a rolling all night long.
Agreed.
It could be 100 and still, it would be hilarious. Be like the youngest major market morning show, and then we'll be the oldest too. It'll be great.
Yay, us.
Sure. 70 years of it. Woo! Well, back when we were kids. Pudding grew on trees.
Let me see. Oh,
I need my meds.
It's my daughter Ira's 10th birthday. Please wish her... Oh, in the 8 o'clock hour. Sorry, Ira.
Sorry, Ira.
Happy birthday, though. Yes, you can specify what your donation is used for. It's called restricted funds. Info from your friendly neighborhood nonprofit accountant. Yeah, the guy who left $4 million of his librarian paycheck savings to the school where he worked, I assume because he loved books and the library where he spent his whole life, they bought a $1 million football scoreboard.
Well, schools need those too, Vin.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
absolutely.
If he said specifically only spend this on books, that's a whole different story. But if he just left them the money and didn't fill out this form that the nonprofit is telling them to fill, I mean, you know, not everyone knows what forms to fill out.
Right. And the problem also is you expect to get to that at some point and then you die. And you
right. Think, that does happen. Yes. And also, you know, he doesn't care anymore. Believe me. He's over it. Everything.
Sarah, I would take the heads off my sister's Barbies, put them on the ceiling fan. So when she would turn the fan on, heads would fly everywhere.
Yeah.
LOL.
That is hilarious. Any kind of doll torture, it's like they're a voodoo doll for your little sister. I mean, it really is good times, but wrong. Don't do it.
For those of you just joining the show, if you're not familiar with Byright Creamery, apparently it's the best ice cream of all times. So you should probably go there before, you know, or, you know, next time you get a need.
Yes, I need some ice cream. I do. You know what I like for ice cream? What do you like?
The Ben and Jerry's milk and cookies ice cream is pretty darn good. Have you
milk
had that
and cookies?
Yet?
No.
Milk and
What's
cookies.
The? Tell me more.
It's just try it.
What it's kind just, of cookies are we talking about?
I think they're like Oreos ish, but I think there's actually a couple cookies mixed in with the ice cream. But it's got, you know what happens when you get ice cream, but then there's like nuts or chocolate chunks. Then you're sort of biting, but this consistency is similar. It's all mixed in.
Ah.
So it's not chunks. It's more part of it.
Almost like you're drinking the milk after the dunked your cookies.
Yes.
See, I actually want the chunks. I'm into the full just experience.
Got it.
Yum.
Buddy's been head baker since his dad died when he was 17 years old, and he took over the business and made it what it is. Decorators are really talented, and they all make it look easy. Just fun TV, like we all need right now.
That does sound fun.
The Movie Review with improv master Corey Rosen and the amazing Human Khalili. Let's get it. Here we go.
Superhuman.
Hey, everyone. Corey Rosen's back.
We're back, everybody.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
To the man cave.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, Vinny.
Hello, buddy.
You know, I don't think, Sarah, that we've actually talked since our big benefit show.
Back in May.
Back in May,
yes.
When you friggin' rocked the Beatles.
Oh, thank you.
Remember how amazing you were?
I do. I still wake up in the middle of the night thinking to myself, God, I rocked that.
I actually wake up in the middle of the night and I think, God, Sarah rocked that. That's what goes through
my
head.
What a coincidence.
I think about it all the time.
Where's that audio?
Nowhere. That's nowhere to be found.
That'd be great.
I've got it.
No, you don't.
Oh, so now.
I don't have it here, but it's coming.
Thanks, Corey. Welcome.
It's so good. You don't even know. It'll be a snippet. It'll be priceless.
All right, listen, everyone. Corey has a new Instagram. What's your new Instagram title?
Story Rosen.
Story Rosen.
How about that?
Oh,
that's
very
better
fun.
Than Mr. Bagel 44. I think it's
Story Rosen.
Yeah, 44 times better. Story
Did you change
Rosen.
It today?
So now I gotta refollow you.
No. Just changed his username.
Human taught me.
Oh, so you have all your old followers with a new name.
Well, I have the leading old followers and the young followers. I've got both. I'm the leader in both old and young followers.
I see. So what, your kids and like your grandparents or
all of them?
Oh, I
They're
see.
All following me.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Everyone. We got three reviews, so we're going to dive right
so
in.
So enough out of you, Corey.
Yeah, enough out of everybody. All right, so this is we're going to start with a Netflix TV show. This stars Lily Collins. It's called Emily in Paris.
Oh, come on.
This is a 10-episode series. Lily Collins is brought into a marketing firm from Chicago to Paris to provide them with an American perspective on their clients. And, you know, all the stereotypes are there. The mm-hmm. French being rude, dismissive, all that stuff.
A lot of smoking.
Smoking a lot. And you got the American girl who's just all perky and nothing brings her down. And she just keeps fighting the good fight. Corey, who is the target audience of this show?
The target audience of this show is anybody who liked to watch Sex and the City. So this is created by Darren Star, the same creator. And it just takes you back into that kind of a vibe of a show. So if you like Sex and the City, this is a show for you.
So this is sex in just a different city.
Sex in European city.
I think that sounds great. That's and I think Lily saying. Collins is just a little doll.
She's delicious.
Do you, Corey Rosen, sophisticated, smart, well-educated, did you, man, personally enjoy the few episodes you watched?
You know, I happen to speak some French. So I pride myself on not having to read all the subtitles.
Oh.
But yes, I love this show. I am a sucker. The sophisticate that I am, I appreciate a good old-fashioned romantic comedy and the world that they created in the show. Again, it takes me back to the 90s. You know, it's fun, it's upbeat, and it's joyful.
And please say the name of the show one more time, you guys.
Emily in Paris on Netflix.
And lastly, Corey, before we sum it all up, does this show make you miss going out?
Desperately.
Me too!
Desperately. You see people out having fun.
Hooman, you're still going out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Hooman, you haven't stopped going out at all. What are you talking about?
I don't understand this missing. How? You're doing it.
Why does he go out so much? His Instagram is full of trouble.
We ask that question every day.
Trouble. I'm sitting here, by the way. I'm in the studio. I'm the only one wearing a mask.
Yes. Well, you're sitting 6 feet away from Hooman.
Yes.
You should wear a mask around
him. If I was sitting 60 feet, I would wear a mask with Hooman. That is true.
Sum it all up. Let me just say.
Hooman is a super spreader.
Thank you. Okay. No, I'm not. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. I'm four episodes in, and I find the show very charming. Watching Emily in Paris makes me remember San Francisco back in 2005. Mm. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I'm hoping that there's going to be a second season. I'm going to give it 4 Persian rugs.
Okay, I don't have to sum it up. It's great. Just watch it.
Right.
How many bagels?
5 bagels with French fromage. Oh. Cream fromage.
All right. All right, everyone. Here's your review of a documentary called Rooting for Runa. Bryn, get the picture ready, but not yet. So this is a 40-minute documentary of an Indian girl named Runa who was born with an unprecedented head size because she was born with hydrocephalus, also called water on the brain. And this is when there's a buildup of fluids in the cavities deep within the brain, and it caused an infant's head to become gigantic. All right, Bryn. Show them the picture.
Oh, God.
Oh, the little thing. Yeah. Oh, that is enormous.
It is.
Do you remember? Oh, I have a kazoo from the Flintstones.
Yeah.
That is actually... Okay, what can be done for this little girl?
So this doc came out a couple of years ago, and if you watch it, you'll see what happens. But, Corey, were you happy?
Hold on, though. Hold on. I need to know. Is she better?
That would be a spoiler. We cannot reveal that information. That is the central question of Rooting for Runa is what happens if we root for Runa?
Rooting for Runa.
Yes.
So are you bummed out that I asked you to watch this, or were you happy that you saw this?
Well, you know, I always like to watch a good documentary, and it's short. It was 40 minutes, so it's not like you're investing lot of time of what's going to happen, not going to happen. But I am going to say—
I haven't seen it. I can't spoil it.
I thought you looked it up.
I just don't think she's okay.
Listen, let's just say Runa needs some rooting, and there's other Runas in the world. I think that's what
she's not the only Runa.
Rooting for Runa makes us root for all the Runas, and we really get a glimpse into the worlds of the Runas out there.
Would you say this is one of the few times where we can point to social media for actually doing good?
Well, it's important to do that. It's important to pay attention to what's happening in the world. Sometimes we get very solipsistic. We look at our own lives and we worry about the things that we're doing.
I've got to wipe that off my face.
Our lives suck. And sometimes you just got to watch a movie like Rooting for Runa and you go, you know what? I don't have it quite so bad.
sum it all up, let me just say this. This film, in my mind, shows throughout, like, the best of humanity. Everyone working together, doing everything they can, trying to save this girl's life, working on saving her life. I'm going to give it 3 3/4 Persian rugs.
Why so low? Why so low? What'd you, would you knock off a rug for?
Oh, that must have a bad ending.
No, there's this
he already
weird...
said it when he said trying there's to the, save.
There's,
no,
there's
he this, already blew it. There's we this, already know.
There's this weird moment where, like, there's an absentee father, and I'm like, oh.
I was wondering about that.
It's just, like, this fight breaks. I'm like, what? What
happened? Oh, my God, a fight?
Listen, they could have subtitled it Rooting for Runa's Deadbeat Dad. And there is a scene where Runa's like a sudden out of nowhere scene about what's up with Runa's dad. But really, it's a lovely documentary. It gives you a new perspective on things. I'm going to give it 4 bagels.
Yes.
Smeared with love.
Solipsism, the philosophical idea that only one's mind is sure to exist.
Yep.
All right, listen, let Corey plug something real quick because we have one more review.
Kierkegaard was my favorite solipsistic.
Plug in one of your things.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a new Instagram. Some of you have already followed it. I want to thank those new followers, Story Rosen. And you could catch me tonight at The Moth. And The Moth, of course, in these times is virtual. So you don't even have to leave your pajamas or leave your house. So if you go to my website, CoreyRosen.com, or you go to themoth.org, you can get information about how to go to the show. It's amazing. People tell true stories. The theme tonight is disguises in time for Halloween. And it's going to be a great show of true stories, 8 true stories told, and then there's going to be a winner declared at the end. I also will be performing at Bats Improv.
As you always do.
As I always do. And my show next Friday, I'm not performing this Halloween Friday, but the week after is a, I'm going to be performing opposite puppets. So it will be a dramatic performance, but half of the cast will be puppets and half will be humans. Oh. And that will be Puppet Improv at Bats Improv. And the week after that, a Martian improvised show called Life on Mars. All of that will be at Bats Improv.
You know, you got regular improv works too, Corey. I feel like you're always theming these things out. But, you know, I am intrigued by the Martian improv.
You know, the week after that, regular improv. So we can go all the way back.
Did you say these puppets are more Mr. Rogers puppets or more America Bleep Yeah puppets?
No, they're more Muppety Muppet.
Oh, are there people in
Flappy Mouse?
So someone is hand controlling the puppet. It's not someone in like a Cookie Monster
actually
suit.
One of the puppeteers is a Muppeteer, and he's great. He's been teaching a class. The reason we're doing it is there's been a class at Bats Improv in puppet improv.
I see.
So it's kind of like the culmination of that. But it's been a lot of fun. We're doing all these improv shows on Zoom, and I think it's time to get to Borat.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of Borat, subsequent movie films, Borat 2 stars Sacha Baron Cohen, Mike Pence, Tom Hanks, and Rudy Giuliani.
Woo!
Yeah.
So in this film, Borat starts off in prison, and his mission in exchange for his freedom is to get his 15-year-old daughter to marry Mike Pence or Rudy Giuliani.
Sort of. Actually, the original mission is to give a dancing monkey, I believe, or a trained monkey to Mike Pence to curry favor with the head honcho Donald Trump because he likes to sidle up to strongmen. And so the Kazakhstani, you know, president wants to make, you know, Donald Trump friends with him by currying favor in the form of Borat.
Corey, in 2006, when the first Borat came out, we were all beside ourselves. What innovative comedy. But in 2020, does this still hold up?
Well, it's great to see Borat. I think everybody kind of loves the character of Borat. But Borat himself has become a thing. You know, you can go into a store and buy a Borat. In fact, he goes into a store to get a costume because people recognize him as Borat on the street. And one of the costumes he sees is European journalist costume, which is a big mustache and a hair and a gray suit. And the kind of comedy that he's doing is, it's like it's been done now so many times that it's not fresh anymore. Yet, the way he interviews, I think the way that that guy kind of penetrates and goes to powerful people and asks them.
And fearlessly. I mean, some of the stuff that he will sit across from someone and ask is, you can't believe it.
You can't believe the nerve that he has.
He's unreal.
To talk that way to powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty astonishing. And it was really fun. My son, who's 14, we watched the original Borat the night before we watched this one.
Ah.
And so he really, you know, he had never seen any of them, and he loved the original, and he really felt like it had transitioned, that the kind of comedy that we see in the new Borat film is the same character, but the humor is different because people in general are less hiding their racism and their terribleness. I think that's what's changed in the world is since that time, people used to hide that they were they had that darkness.
Sure, they tamped it down, but now it's like a party for racists.
It's been set free, yeah. Right. So, hey, let me ask you guys a question before you go any farther. Okay. The missus said to me, I hate that guy. That show's for boys. And I'm like, what? And she said, it makes me anxious. It makes me upset. I can't stand it. Do you think that is there's any truth to that? Is this boy TV?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because your question leads me to my question.
Oh, boy. More questions.
I'm just going to agree with you, Vinny. I agree with your wife.
I have something to say about it, by the way.
But were some of the jokes just way too much in the gutter? Like the eating of the live monkey and the menstruation sequence.
Well, who doesn't love a long menstruation sequence?
I mean, oh, my God. I'm always like, why did that have to be so short?
My wife did ask why Henry and I, my son, were howling with laughter. And it was that scene. There was a scene where they do a traditional father-daughter dance during her moon blood. It's fantastic. But truly,
moon blood.
I think there are a lot of people who do not like sort of that prank comedy type thing of watching people who are generally good-natured people being tricked into doing something that's beyond them. And I think that is more of a boy thing, that being sort of drawn into that sort of like punked prank thing. That said, I think that there's an underlevel in this film with the politics, with the sort of view on the world, that it's saying more than just gross out humor.
So there's a little something for everyone, I think.
I think there is. I thought it was a really fun, funny movie. I loved going back to that world. And
Last question. Yeah. Now that everyone has heard, how was the sequence with Rudy Giuliani?
So there is a sequence where they finally get to a couple of powerful people, Mike Pence, Rudy Giuliani, and he sticks his hand, I don't know if you heard about this, down his pants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it just confirmed for me everything that I already feared and hated about this guy. You know, he's gross. He's a gross human being. And
so it definitely reads that he knows that this girl is a 15-year-old that is taking him into a bedroom at a hotel.
I think that the scene speaks for itself in a sense that, like, why else would you lie on a bed and stick your hand down your pants? I mean, it happens pretty fast.
Because then Borat comes running in, right?
Borat
cuts that thing off.
Yes, yeah.
The scene.
There's a lot happens really fast, but it's unmistakable what the man does.
Yeah, he's not just trying to tuck his shirt back in.
Yeah, but there are cameras there, so it's not a long, prolonged seduction scene.
Yeah,
that's the scene none of us want to see.
Right.
Giuliani.
He has hidden cameras in that room. Yeah. That's how they...
Yeah.
So he... Rudy thinks he's safe in there, and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But Vinny, let me sum it all up and just say, I agree with Christina. Like, this movie does make me anxious as well. Honestly, I didn't like this movie. I thought the funniest part was when he walks into the synagogue and meets these two Jewish women and shares a meal. And it's just so charming. It's so beautiful. These two elderly women are just the greatest. And I'm like, why can't the whole movie be like this? Why do we have to, like, you know, go to the blood moon? Why can't we do, like, fun, safe?
Or the moon blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moon blood, yeah. Everything else was not that funny. There's so much content right now. I think you can skip this one. I'm going to only give it 1.5 Persian rugs.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A dreadful review. Yeah. That's a dreadful review. I'll sum it all up in saying Borat is a now become a timeless character. He represents, in a lot of ways, the side of us that wants to ask people who are gross and in power to reveal their grossness and their powerfulness. And I think that we all have an obligation to vote, ladies and gentlemen, this election. And I think Borat is helping to make the case that we can do our part and vote for bagels smeared with the blood of the moon.
Oh, boy. That is a delicious sounding topping.
Yes. And Story Rosen is my Instagram handle. Please check us out at Bats Improv.
My mom, by the way, is frothing over you right now. She's texting me. I was like, love, love, love Corey. Oh, he's amazing.
Well, I love your mom.
Oh, it's adorable.
Hey, Hooman, can I ask if Hooman liked the original Borats?
I did, yeah. I was all about that original one.
Really?
That,
and then now, no.
No, I don't know. It just wasn't.
Is it because your political party affiliation has changed?
No, no. It has nothing to do with that. I mean, when I was
are you
watching
libertarian
that,
now?
When I was watching that, like, menstruation sequence, I'm like, this is gross. Like, this didn't make me laugh at all. And,
oh, God.
I don't
Once
know,
it
all,
starts,
all
and
that
then it
whole...
goes deeper and deeper and deeper.
Oh, they just can't the stop themselves.
Live it's monkey scary. Part, I was like, eh, not that funny.
The actress who plays his daughter, I haven't seen it. She's on a show called Gamora, which I have not yet seen. I've heard it's quite good, and she's really good. She holds her own against, Sasha Baron Cohen.
Right.
And she also, you know, she goes for it. You know, she does interviews herself with Rudy Giuliani and people like that. So there's a lot. Listen, people, we live in a broken world, and Borat is there to bring some levity but also some information our way. And if that's not to your liking, you could root for Runa. Or you can go with Emily to Paris.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, do a thing.
Thank you guys. What a delightful review of Moonblood and CoreyRosen.com, Story Rosen on Instagram, Hooman TV on Instagram, Hooman often jumping live on Instagram, and and just thank you guys so much. Great job.
All right. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done, people. It's Tuesday. Thanks to Corey Rosen and Hooman Khalili Sabet, who reviewed. They actually reviewed two things before they got to the main piece, which was Borat.
Right.
But that Emily in Paris sounds great.
The most fascinating thing continues to be that Hooman, who left our show, by the way, on a gurney, and ended up in the hospital and was truly posting from the hospital bed, now apparently is immune to COVID.
Or
he goes
really
everywhere.
Wants to get it, Vin. Like, I mean, he does love being sick.
You know, I don't think he wants to get it. I think he has immunity. And what you should do is tackle him and get some vials of his blood for all of us.
I'm not currently not tackling people. I'm actually avoiding people. So...
Well, I don't know how he's immune, I don't know, but he seems to be everywhere.
Follow him on Instagram. You'll be like, what is he doing?
Oh,
why
we get texts all the time.
So close?
I just saw Hooman out with some lady on some deck having lunch. Hey, what?
Isn't that nice that he's just staying well? It's great.
Oh,
fantastic. I won't let him in the house. He's out in like a side bunker.
The guy left our show for the hospital, and now he's...
I just can't wait to get back to the hospital. I'm out there trying to get this thing.
Anyway, good luck with that. They're over, so that should be fun.
Oh,
for
I
you.
Won't be interacting with them.
And no, by the way, is Berkeley still hiding in his room?
He went to get his quick test, so he should be back pretty soon, and we'll know whether the isolation continues and the plasticked off wing of the home is continued, or if we can take down all the plastic.
All right.
He seems okay. I mean, but a lot of people are asymptomatic, so.
Right.
You know. Anyway, I'll let you know tomorrow, and it will be Hope Day. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.